We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Hilchos Erevin, Simen Shin Tzadi Gimel, page 520, and Daf Reish Samach Amud Beis. This is Din Erev, the halacha of Erev, B'yom Tiv Shechol Be'erev Shabbos. So we basically finished all the halachas of Erev, and now we're talking about the specifics of different situations towards the end of the halachas of Erev Chatzeres, so be'en Shetiv and Mavois. The halacha of Erev, B'yom Tiv Shechol Be'erev Shabbos, that Yom Tiv is on Friday, and b'din ben hashmash shel arba, to make an erev by ben hashmash by twilight by gimel sif in this three paragraph says b'chab b'sif al ema arba erev chatzeres v'shetuvim mevayis. One cannot make an erev, what's called erev chatzeres or shetuvim mevayis, b'yom tiv v'shecholis b'erev Shabbos on yom tiv that is on erev Shabbos on Friday. B'mshachach, if you forgot, b'lo erev meir b'yom tiv, not make an erev from before yom tiv b'cholish ne yom tivim, and it's a 2-day yom tiv. B'yom chamishi b'yom shishi on Thursday and Friday. You are b'yom tiv al tanai, so you can make an erev on yom tiv on conditions. Shema, he should say like this: Im ayim chayil. If today is a weekday, because really it's only one day yom tiv, but we weren't sure. So we get the yom, so 2 days. If today is really a weekday, he's the erev. Let it be an erev. You're allowed to make an erev during the weekday. Vim ayim kodesh. If today is the real day yom tiv, im the bar klum. So what I'm saying is nothing. That's what he should say on Thursday. Well, macher, and then on Friday, yim he should say, look, im ayim kodesh. If today is holy, how did after me etmos? So I already made an erev from yesterday. Vim ayim chayil. Today's weekday, so he's the Arab, then this should be the Arab. And Bahamila, when do we say this Bishnayim Tim Shagolius? Regarding the 2-day Yom Tiv that you have in the diaspora out of Eretz Yisrael. Abishayim Tav Mishal Rosh Hashanah, but the 2-day Yom Tiv that of Rosh Hashanah which you have even in Eretz Yisrael, Loi, that wouldn't be applicable because the Giyim Arichta Dami, that's like one long day, and you can't do this condition we're saying over here. Sidra Mav, Ainli, come on, Simit Tov Kov Chav Ches. Says Mishra Sivkot and Aleph. Eim Arab Mechulu, you cannot make Yerba Chatzish and Shtib Mabais. A yom tiv that falls out to be an erev Shabbos. The reason for that is it looks like that as if you're fixing on yom tiv for purposes of a different day. Addition number one brings another reason. Taisa in erev nafal meches brings that you know how to do this because of achana. You're preparing for yom tiv for the Shabbos your permissibility of caring. Says the mishmeru for the b'mshach of erev. Someone forgot and he made an erev. Yesh l'stavik imahani. It's not clear. Well, one could be in doubt if that's going to be effective. That says the Prima Gadim. Sivkot and Beis. So you can't do this b'yom tiv shechalis b'erev Shabbos on the yom tiv that's a Friday. Ben shechal shnei yom, whether the 2 days are yom chamishi v'shishi, Thursday, Friday, or shishi v'shabbos, or the 2 day yom tiv is Thursday or is Friday Shabbos. Elinich me'erev yom tiv, rather you should make the erev from before yom tiv. The Shar Tzinais Beis says this is something from the Stimus HaPleiskim. We don't say that, oh, let him leave it out of doubt on the Erev Shabbos. It may be that yesterday was Kodesh, or maybe tomorrow on Shabbos is Yom Tov and today is Chol. And you don't have the halacha, the Brayso, only in Eretz Yisrael, that one day is holy. Similar to what we're lenient to put it by Ben Hashemash because of a Safik. And I was saying that no, that one should only do it before Yom Tov, Sivkot and the Gimel. Now, if Mishach of the Erev, someone forgot, did not make it the Erev. Perish be yom tiv, the alma and the regular yom tiv. But labor erev Shabbos and not an erev Shabbos. Sivkot and dalet. So then, okay, he make the erev on yom tiv sivkot and dalet atznai on condition. Ubelay bracha without a bracha because you're not sure if it's being made as an erev or not. That's the bechayesu b'sim tov kov chavzayin sivkot and hey. And he says, look, if today's chol yehi erev, let this be an erev. Let's erev Shabbos for the purpose of Shabbos. Says the Taz. But as the Shaar Tzin Ois Gimel brings, that Prima Gadim is inclined, that the same thing is, that he could do it on Thursday, also for Yom Tiv Sheni. And this can be effective, that he'll be able to move vessels, to carry vessels, to go out from Chatzar to Chatzar, even not needed for the day at all, on the second day of Yom Tiv. And he should say, look, if today's a weekday, I'm doing it for tomorrow and for Shabbos. If tomorrow's Kodesh, then what I'm saying is nothing. Then the next day, on Friday, he says, if yesterday was Kodesh, then I'm putting it today for the purpose of Shabbos. Says Mishaburim, Sivkot and Vav. And then Ulamacha Yerma, and tomorrow he says, Aloysa HaPas, on that same bread. Because Shem Yerma HaPas Achav, he's going to say on a different bread. Yitzarach Lishma Gam HaPas Arish, and then he's going to have to watch also that first bread. Shikaim, that should be maintained, that Shechashcha Lel Shabbos, until it's already after nighttime of Friday night. Kedashem Yim Et Mahal Yichal, maybe the previous day was the weekday. V'chol Eru, and that Erev took effect. And therefore that Erev would have to be around up until when Shabbos starts. So we better use the same loaf of bread. When do we say the Bishnei Yom Tiv Shogolius regarding a 2-day Yom Tiv in the diaspora? Only one day is holy, and the second is because of a doubt. So then you could say, okay, either one, like one of them is for sure a weekday. So it's going to work. And Ramos said, That the prohibition of placing an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov that's on Friday, even if you made Erev Tavshin, which generally allows you to do Malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos, which as the edition number 4 says, that it's coming to exclude from this, from the opinion that there's a Ruah, that's brought in that holds that if you made an Erev Tavshin, you're allowed to make Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov. And the reason why it's not affected by this Erev Tavshin, writes the Mishnah Berurah later on, Tavkov Chachas, because the Erev Tavshin doesn't help only to be misakin the tzarchi suda, not for other things. But the Sharatzin later on, Tupri Shamach Zayin, is misakin to the word to Riki Vega, that is inclined to Lalacha, the Erev Tavshin is effective even regarding the tircha of looking in the Sefer, moving in Sefer Tavshin on the Shabbos. And the Riki Vega writes over there, according to Magen Abraham, it doesn't help with this Erev Tavshin because it's not from the tzarchi suda. Sif Beis. Whether Erev Chatzeres or Shetuv Mevoyes, Marv Noisim Ben Hashmasha, you can make the Erev by twilight. Vafilim Kvar Kibul Alav Tosef Shabbos, and Nivis have already accepted upon himself additional time of Shabbos. The Yeshayim, some say it's forbidden to Kibul Alav Tosef Shabbos, have already accepted on himself the additional time of Shabbos. Says Mishbur Siv Cotton Test. Marv Noisim Ben Hashmasha, you can make the Erev by Ben Hashmashas. Ayin Le'el, look previously, Simarisha Machabas of Av Mishabur, Be'al Locha, Mashakizam Nisham, what's considered Ben Hashmashas? Sivkot and Yud, Vafilm Kvar Bukhulu, and even if he already accepted Taysa Shabbos, or someone would say, Shekvar Kibbalov, he already accepted Shabbos on himself. Kim Shanaz Ben Shmash before he even became Ben Shmash. Take a title race, so there's two problems over here. Falach, even so, Sharat can be permitted. Which says, the Sharatin Oisei says, that's as obvious from the Raya of Rabbin Shmari that's born in the Mardukhai, look over there, which the Dirshan number 7 brings, that he brings over there, the Rabbin Yoyal and Rabbin Shmari, they prove that you're allowed to make a Rebbe Chatzeres at a time when it's doubtful if it's nighttime. Even after they respond to Baruch Hu, because at the time of the Mishnah, they would Makabal Shabbos ready by the Kiyah Shefer before it got dark, where they would be Moisav Mechel HaKodesh. And even so, we learned that by Sofik HaSheicha, you can make Rebbe Chatzeres, and so too, you can make an Erev by Sofik HaSheicha after they responded to Baruch Hu. Sivkatin Yeralf, but the Yeshayim Im Kibbal V'chul, some say it's prohibited if already accepted Taser Shabbos. Who also, according to them, it's forbidden in their Kabbalah because he accepted Shabbos. I feel like dying like years in my Ben Hashmashas, even if it's not even the time of Ben Hashmashas. The time, the reason is the Kibbutz Kibbutz Lab Befer, since he explicitly accepted Shabbos, Chamer Da Bezeh, this is more severe Yisim is my Ben Hashmashas, more than the time of twilight. The Asmamel, which only happens by itself. Sivkon Yud Beis, so there, say it's forbidden, and Kibbutz Lab Tei Shabbos, if he accepted Tei Shabbos. Biar Gra Mashmah, but the Biar Gra, it sounds like, Shemitzad Ladin Kedei Azud, that he's inclined, like this halacha, like this opinion, that the tradition number 9 brings that there he asks that the Shachar contradicts his words. Over here he brings the opinion of those who permit Stam and the opinion of those who say it's forbidden in the name of Yashem. And it would seem like he paskins like those who permit. Over there he paskins not to make an Erev after responding Baruch Hu, even though it's still daytime. And he brings that many of the Achrayim answer that here is talking about by an individual that accepted Shabbos. Then the passing is like the opinion of those who are lenient that you're allowed to make an Erev by Sabach HaSheicha, which is not the case over there, that the Tzibur already accepted Shabbos, that their halacha is most severe, and that you cannot make an Erev. Another answer writes the Dog of Marvava, that his Torah where he's Makabal explicitly to Tzibur Shabbos. If that's the case, he's not Makabal himself, only Issa Asay, and that you can be lenient regarding Issa Shvus of Issa Drabana, which is not the case over there. There's Torah where he's Makabal Shabbos, where he's responding with the Baruch Hu. The Minastam, he accepted upon himself literally the Kedusha Shabbos, and therefore, he cannot make an Erev. And that's what Shulchan Aruch writes, that there is Torah, that he was Mekabel himself, the Chumrah of the Etzim Day, which is not the case over here, that he was Mekabel himself only Tosis Shabbos. The Maaseh B'Halacha writes over there that in a way that you can be tzarif another Safik, you can be lenient to make Erev Chatzeres by Safik HaSheicha, even if he already accepted on himself Shabbos. And Shulchan Aruch is discussed regarding the intent of the B'Halacha over there, does he mean to say that you can be lenient even if the Tzibur accepted upon him, or only in the case that a Yachid was Mekabel himself? Siv Gimel. Erev L'Shnayim. If he made an Erev for two people, for one you did it, he did it when it was still daytime, and Menechle Erev Ben Hashmashas, but the Erev was eaten by Ben Hashmashas. Well, Lechle Erev Ben Hashmashas, the other one he made the Erev Ben Hashmashas. Shneim Kanu Erev. Both the Erevs are acquired, take effect. Shal Oisir Shnechle Erev Ben Hashmashas, but the one that is Erev was eaten Ben Hashmashas on the Chesh Ma'is Halayla. We consider that Ben Hashmashas already nighttime, so it was there at the time that it had to be there, and therefore it's a good Erev. The one that the Erev placed there, Ben Hashmashas, we consider it as daytime, if it was placed from before Shabbos. But But if he made an Erev on him Benesh Mashas, the Nechler of Benesh Mashas, and the Erev was eaten by Benesh Mashas, then also, then it's okay. You can't have both. You can't say daytime and nighttime. Says Mishmur Sivkot Yud Gimel, Erev L'Shnayim, Hain V'Ed Sheshnayim Asur Shaliach. Two people made the same person, the Erev guy. They made him a Shaliach, L'Erev B'Shvulin, to make an Erev for them. Sivkot Yud Dalad. So, for the one that the Erev was eaten by Benesh Mashas, on the Chesh Mashas Lad, we could say it as nighttime, Mekvarach HaL'Erev, so the Erev already took effect before it was eaten. Sivkot as well, but the other one that on the Chesh Mashas Yayim, the one that he put the Erev by Benesh Mashas, we could say that's still daytime. So, the Menich B'Zvan, he put it in the time, which was before Shabbos, before it got dark. Now, even though this person, Nasr Shliach, but Shneim, he was an agent for both of them, and they contradicted each other, but still, keeping the Erev of Chatzeres, since this halacha making an Erev of Chatzeres, Milster Rabbani is a rabbinic halacha, since Benesh Mashas is a suffix, so we suspend for each one of them to be lean, Mishmas the Svigit Rabban Lakula, says the Gemara. When you have a doubt, which is what we have for both of them, we go leanly, whichever way it is. Simkot Azayin, Avlam Erev, but if the Erev was made by Benesh Mashas and eat Benesh Mashas, then forbidden, because the kulah element lemin kalin, we're not lenient so much lechalak esman ben shmasha gufa, to differentiate in the time ben shmasha itself leishach of one person. Time that is to say lina nocha regarding the placing leshavi kim, we're going to consider as daytime. Lina chilu regarding the eating which was done later leshavi kalai to make it nighttime. That's already pushing it. Be'alocha de be'maskel avolim air bechulum, which we just said. But if the air was made ben shmasha, we eat ben shmasha can be forbidden. So the Gemara Shabbos of Lama Dalet says that when the ben shmasha Yehuda ends, begins the ben shmasha Yehuda. According to this, if he put an Erev in the Temen Ben Hashmash of Yehuda, and was eaten by Temen Ben Hashmash of Yehsi, then it would be Koinim Iman of Shach, because the Koinim of Yehuda was eaten at night time, because the Yehsi was placed it during the daytime. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number two. If Yom Tov Sheni was an Erev Shabbos, and if he got and he made an Erev, the Kavachayim writes that if he did not know that it's forbidden to make an Erev, and there's somewhat of a tzarich for this, the Erev takes effect, because since we are really well versed in the Kiryas HaChodesh, and really Yom Tov Sheni is only Takanas Chazal, and the Erev is also Takanas Chazal, one could be lenient by the Yavid. Here's number three. Another reason why the choice is mitzvah to make the Erev on the second day with the same bread that you did the first day, because since you already did one mitzvah with it, it's appropriate to do with it another mitzvah. So Shabbos asks, what it means here, it's only one mitzvah. It's either the first day Yom Tov or the second day Yom Tov. And the answer is that since you're intending to do a mitzvah with it, that's also called a mitzvah. Kavachayim explains the Kavanah of the Taz that since you started to do with this bread the mitzvah, then it's fit to finish it off with that bread. Dishon number five, the Ketechila in Rish HaMachav, the Mishbu writes that one should be careful not to delay, rather to put the Erev Chatzeres before the time of Ben Hashmashas. And that's what the Be'al Locha writes later on in Shin Tzadi Dalid, Sif Beis. Also the Mishbu writes over there that if he's making the Erev Ben Hashmashas, he could also make the bracha. Chubis Noid B'Sha'arim is not sure regarding this, and it remains with the Tzarchin. That's the Kavachayim is also not sure. However, the Nusach of Ba'adin Eruva, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, for sure you have to say. Now, if he's not sure if it's still Ben Hashmash, it was already dark, but Allah writes in Reish HaMechav, they should be careful not to make the bracha. And even on the Etzim Eir, you have to look into, and he writes, L'chaira, one has to be Machmer. That is not valid. Dish number six, Mishnah Berurah had said that we have Tartal Areisa, that's the Chiddush that was saying that even though it's going to be permitted, even though it's Benesh Moshes, and even though he's Mekabal in himself place of Shabbos, the reason why for this, right, to be Smeir, is because the Erev is only Midrabanan. Benesh Moshes is Suffolk, so Midrabanan will go Lekula. And he asks, according to most Paiskim, today's Shabbos is biblical, as Burden Rish Tamachal, Sivkon Yom Tessa. But that's the case, then this time is not a Suffolk. So it's Mechadish that the acquisition of the Erev does not depend on the time of today's Shabbos, but rather in the primary time when Shabbos actually starts. Dirshu number 8. Bismay asks, in the name of the Chubas Chacham Tzvi, how is it possible that Tosfos Shabbos, which only Yisrael say, should be more severe than Benesh Mashas, which is the subject of an Isra of Skila? Bismay answers that regarding placing the Erev, that the Isra is because of a Shvus, a Isra Rabbanon, so the Benesh Mashas is considered only a subject Rabbanon, whereas Tosfos Shabbos is for sure derived, according to most places, like we explained in Reish HaMachal of Tzavbez, and Isra Shvus is definitely forbidden of it, not out of doubt. However, he writes that this teretz is not, because according to most pleiskim, the chiv of Tzitzit Shabbos is minat teretz to add on before shkia, at least a little bit, comes out that bebenesh mashas, even though there's definitely issa say and the suffix issa skila, however, they weren't geyser net shvos, for sure that we're not geyser on Tzitzit Shabbos when it's still daytime, where there's only issa say. Dishu number 10. He said both of these people's Eves are valid. Now, if both of them wanted to make an Eve on one side, and one put his Eve from before daytime, and Bebe Nishmash's Eve was eaten, and the second one put his Eve of Bebe Nishmash's, the good Rebbe Kivegi writes, it's forbidden for one of them to go with him, Peirus or Kalim of the other person, because of Mamanavshach. If the Eve of the first one is Kaim, the Eve of the second one is not Eve. If the second one is Kaim, the Eve of the first one is not Eve. And since the Kalim acquired the Shvisa, the Shabbos of the lay, the where the owner is, as the Shulchan Aruch explains later on, Shin Samach Zev Zev Gimel, comes out that he's taking the pairs Chutz Lotchum. This number 11. We're not going to be mechalik the time of Ben Hashmashes for one person regarding when it was placed and eaten by Ben Hashmashes. Now, if he made an Erev when it was still daytime, Erev Tchumen, and Ben Hashmashes made an Erev Chatzeres, and the time of making the Erev Chatzeres, then the Erev Tchumen was already eaten. If that's the case, then there was no time that you could have the two Erevin being around. So Kav HaChaim brings the name of the Chaim and Moshe that since we don't know which Erev took effect, they're both nothing. And we don't say, so we did run the Kula, that they should both be valid, since definitely one of them is not Chaim. Similarly, that's in the Malay Raiman Shabbos of Lama Dawud writes that if he puts by Ben HaShmash the Erev Tchumen from to the east, so it should be permitted to him to go to the east 4,000 Amas, and through that he loses the 2,000 Amas that he has to the west, he's not allowed to go on Shabbos 2,000 Amas to the west, out of doubt that maybe the Erev was not Kaina, and it remains for him the 2,000 Amas to the west. And Savi Jabban the Kula, because you don't give one person two leniencies that contradict each other.